Hello, this is my three-in-one prayer about the Blessed Trinity. You know, whenever we begin to pray, we often bless ourselves at the start, don't we, when we say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Well, quite simply, that's the same as saying, in the name of God, and of God, and of God, because the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit might be three persons, but it's one God. Imagine that. Nobody really understands how this can be, because it's a mystery of God. We call this mystery the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity. Three persons, one God. So today we're going to try and think about how this mystery might be. Now, we'll think about your mum or your dad. They might be, although they're one person, your mum or your dad, they could be like three persons. Not really like God is three in one, of course. This is something a bit like it. For example, just say mum or dad goes out and gets some nails, a hammer, wood, a saw or a drill and starts to put up a shelf in your house. You could say they're like a builder person, couldn't you? Maybe one of them has to go to work and do things for other people all day long. So they're like a helper person, earning money to pay for the food and the bills in your house. And then they come home and they hug you and play with you and let you know how glad they are that you are their special boy or girl. They're like a love person. You could look at each of your parents and say, do you know, Mum or Dad, you're like three different persons. You are. And there's only one of you. But still, let's have a think. It is difficult. We're going to close our eyes now and go into the prayer room in our hearts now. Walk to where Jesus is waiting for you. Imagine sitting at his feet and listen carefully while he tells you about God in three persons, but just one God. Hear Jesus say that when you pray in the name of the Father, you are speaking about God with a capital G. Our Heavenly Father, who built the whole world. And then watch as Jesus points to himself, saying, when you say of the Son, you are speaking to me, Jesus, who died on the cross and rose again to help everyone get to heaven. And then when you say, and of the Holy Spirit, you're speaking about God's love, which unites the three of us as one God. So this God being three persons will always be hard to understand. I know that. Did you know, says Jesus, Philip, one of my apostles, wanted to know more about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? So I told him, Philip, when you look at me, you're looking at the Father. And when you talk to me, you're talking to my spirit. We're all parts of the same thing. We work together. It's like one of your parents, Jesus continues. If you had said to your dad when he was putting up the shelves, I want to see my love, Dad. He would have smiled at you and said, well, I am your love, Dad. Because your builder dad and love dad are the same person. Do you know what I mean? So Jesus says, do you know, if you just love me, you will understand all this better than if you sat down by yourself and tried to think about how it can be. It's always that way. We call it faith. We believe. When we love someone, our heart will always tell me more about that person than what our head with all its thinking can tell me. I think that's right. So before you leave your heart room, see Jesus raise his hand and bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.